Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Business Podcast. This is 2021. My name is Eric Kruger. And of course, as always, I am joined by my ever elegant co-host, Mr. John Sane. John, Farmer John, how are you?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 2021, the world of who knows what is going to be happening. I'm very well, thank you. I'm, as you've mentioned, on the farm again with my parents. Seeing the world shift and change from the comfort of the misty farm up here, doing really well and excited about the year ahead. How are you doing there in Joburg, Eric?
Yeah, all good. As you can see, my office has kind of been moved around a bit, busy feng shuiing it and making it look a lot more comfortable for myself, since it seems that we are bound to be stuck in our home offices, our home studios.
There we go.
For quite a bit longer, right?
Yes, yes. Well, it looks like many countries are in lockdown again. Our president hasn't put us in full lockdown, but I've just gotten off a Zoom with the Copenhagen. They're in lockdown. Germany's in lockdown. So it seems like, yeah, we're in our home studios for the next while. So it's good to make it more comfortable, get the lighting right, get the sound right. And so you're doing well. I can see those constant improvements you're doing. So congrats and well done.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we came out of 2020 kind of thinking, you know, everyone is very optimistic and very eager to get going on a new year and a clean slate. And then 2021 just sort of started off with a real bang in so many different ways.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I mean, if just watching the American presidency and what's going on there and the chaos that's ensuing around the world, we see that 2021 is going to be, I imagine, a lot rougher. The domino effects of what's been going on in the socioeconomic systems around the world really start to take hold. A lot of people that I'm reading and researching are saying we will come out of this in 2025 sometime, 2024, once we've really shifted, changed, collapsed, imploded, redesigned and recalibrated us moving forward. So there's a lot still to come. I made a post on social media the other day. It's best to stay local and in your immediate circles. Do not take this health risk lightly. I have many friends that are passing away very sadly. So it's a tumultuous time emotionally. So best to stay local, stay simple, stay essential. And just buckle up. You know, we've got a way to go. And so as exciting as it is to have a new year ahead of us, we still have a lot to go.
You know, what's crazy is I don't think I've ever logged onto Facebook and seen as many rest in peace posts as maybe the past 20 days. It just feels like you log onto Facebook and that's almost all that you're seeing. Like I literally on one day, I think I saw about 7 or 8 such posts. And I thought that's insane to like be seeing that amount of sort of tragedy happening in people's lives. I saw a post, because I've also been doing some research. I'm releasing a manual next week. And one guy was saying that, you know, if everything went like smooth sailing, then most of America could be vaccinated by mid-June. And they said as soon as we have 80% of people that are vaccinated, it's actually fine to resume their sort of like pre-COVID regulations and the way we're operating. But it's just, it's never going to happen. In the like, we just don't live in a perfect world where everything goes according to plan. Apart from like logistical errors, you also have people who are very anti-vaccine. There's just so many reasons why it's going to take a very long time for everything to roll out and to get back to some sort of out of lockdown way of living.
You know, it's so funny. He's like, somebody put on Twitter the other day, don't you get nervous when you watch movies that were filmed before COVID and they're so close to each other, not wearing masks? And I was like, that's so funny. I do. I feel this ridiculous stress. Like, what are they doing so close to each other? This is obviously filmed before COVID. It's almost like we've been indoctrinated into this thinking of masks and that sort of thing. Look, so I think quickly. The thing is, I don't know if anybody can tell us, even if herd immunity works, because I know somebody in Dubai who had the vaccine and got COVID. So we still have so much to learn and there's so much uncertainty. There's also so much talk about the devaluation of the dollar that's going on and cryptocurrency doing its thing. So it's just, you know, I think the best thing is to stay local, work on yourself, try and eat as great food as possible, exercise, follow your passions, keep your costs low. So I think it's really just that sort of time, not trying to figure out when it is going to come book my next trip overseas, which is both what you and I are itching for, but it's just not available to us right now.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. And we'll be right alongside all of you this year trying to figure it out. And we look forward to a a year where we can share the experience and share how we are going to approach being resilient, being mentally tough, how we are going to go about goal setting. And also just based on our research and working with clients, how they go about it as well. So today's episode is quite special. It's an episode that we do once a year. And it's about our word for the year. And we've been receiving a lot of great feedback around the word for the year. It was previously our most popular episode. So I think kick us off, John, tell us a little bit about this word of the year and the idea behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an exciting time to theme your year ahead. And I kind of started this a few years ago where I started off with the word expansion and expansive. In fact, like 2-3 years ago, and I changed the name of my team to Team Expansive. And I went through a whole process. And then I had a word of fascination, which really got me thinking around gratitude. And if you are really fascinated with the world around you, you don't need to be grateful because it's plugged into the idea of fascination. And then last year, my word was fluid. And it was a fantastic opportunity to practice fluidity with all the chaos that was going on around us. Mm. And actually, my friend Sean reminded me that my word was fluid when I moved into my apartment in Clifton, living on top of the ocean, which was as fluid as you could get. So it's a great practice to theme your year. But I think what we'll do today is unpack our own words and also some ways to bring it into your daily actions, habits, and in fact, allow it to inform your behavior, your patience, your intentions, and your actions for the year ahead. And I think that's what's missing for everybody. Everybody's got beautiful words, but really relating it back into daily life becomes the magic. I know you're excited to tell us about your word. How's your experience been with your words, Eric?
Yeah, so I think everyone should, you know, when they finish listening to this, maybe go listen to the previous episode that we released, because that was all about a recap for last year's word. And last year, my word was dangerous, which worked out very well for me in many ways, because it was partly how I wanted to approach life, but it was also this very big content block for me. I mean, my posts were around it, my talks were around it, my book is around it. So it really anchored me and focused me, and helped me to escape survival mode, I think, a lot sooner than I would have had it not been for this word that sort of anchored me. But moving into this year, you know, it was very challenging to find a word. Like, I have to say, I thought about it probably for about 2 months leading up to the new year. And I had many different iterations. And I think it's part of the process, is that you need to feel which word feels right to you. Like, you can't just go and pick a random word because it seems like a nice word to have, or because someone else has picked it. You have to feel it. And I went through so many iterations. I remember at some point I thought I wanted the word to be solid. And solid was around this idea that it's a year of building foundation, and I want to get to the end of the year with a very solid foundation. So it kind of made sense to me. It didn't quite feel right, and you didn't like that word at all.
No, I still don't. I'm like, what a crap word. It's like I couldn't go to the toilet because I was feeling solid. No, I don't like it.
So after more iteration, I was reading a book by Tim Galway, and he's one of my sort of coaching heroes.
Our new friend on Twitter, that guy.
Our friend on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn and Twitter.
Yeah. So he wrote a book called The Inner Game of Tennis. And one of the things he talks about is the state that you get into where you have relaxed concentration. Mm. And that just struck a chord for me immediately, because I know that I'm the kind of person that just wants to go. Like, I just want to, like, find a direction and then point me and let me loose. And like, I try and I do and I execute. And at some point, it just becomes almost a bit overwhelming. And especially last year, there was this one point where I wanted to be more creative and more prolific. And I wanted to write more and like be insightful and be inspiring. And the more I tried to be those things, the more like nothing was happening. The more I just got caught up in my head, you know?
Yeah.
And the moment I relaxed into it and eased into it, it felt like this vice grip that was on my brain just got relaxed, and the information and the ideas could just flow. And so relaxed focus for me this year is really about, number one,
sorry, is that your
just
word?
Allowing Relax, focus is my word.
Okay, so yes. geez, there's no drum roll. No, just slipped it in there. Okay, so relax, focus. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm cheating a bit because I'm doubling up on words. But it's definitely about the relaxation into the challenges that we are facing. A relaxation into, we were just saying, you know, Jan isn't a typical Jan. And it's so easy to get wound up about that, but it's going to be counterproductive. There needs to be a relaxation into it. Joe Dispenza says, allow. Right? So that's a big part of it. The second part to it as well is that where this comes from when Tim Galway speaks about it is that if you're playing golf, so he's a tennis coach, but so whether you're playing golf or tennis, as soon as you stand over that ball and you want to smash it, like hit it really hard, you start getting caught up in your head. You start thinking, what are my hands doing? Where's my body turning? And because you get so sort of caught up in the process of it, you end up inevitably like just hitting it either miss or horribly in shanking it into the corner of the right. And so he says, like, you need to do the work up front. And then once you get into a situation where you need to perform, you need to let go. You need to trust your instinct and trust what you have done has been grooved enough so that you can execute perfectly. And so the one thing that I'm very conscious of is that relaxed focus does not mean relaxing in the sense of kicking back and not doing anything. It's actually totally the opposite. It's the fact that you are so attuned to working and mastering your craft that when you get to the moment where you need to execute on it, you can ease into it. You can let go and not overthink every step of the way. So that is my word for the year.
Great. Wow. I mean, look, I've also changed my word, and I did toy with carefree ambition. And that's kind of what you're saying here. And I made that post the other day on social media with that guy in a spacesuit lying on a lilo. And it's exactly that. It's like, I'm ambitious, but I'm chilling this year. You know, I've got dreams, I've got goals, I've got focus, but I'm going to take it easy because it's not that sort of year, you know, for us to be shooting the lights out. There's just far too much uncertainty. There's far too much misery. It's a tough year to be totally focused and ambitious and drive. So I would imagine that a word like just ambition is just not in line with what the world is going through at the moment, you know? So I like it. Very, very good. Carefree ambition and relaxed focus. Is that what it is? Relaxed focus.
Yeah. Yeah. So his word is relaxed concentration. I made it relaxed focus because, it feels more aligned to where my head is at. So tell us about your word, but first tell us about the word that you had, because you had care from ambition, but you also had something else before that or after that.
So I wanted to work on symbiosis. And the reason was I listened to Dr. Zach Bush. If you haven't heard of him, I highly recommend listening to him. He's an incredible, incredible mind. He's got his doctorate in three different types of medicine. And he talks about how nature is it works in symbiosis. And how this virus has brought about a balancing of our world. And it's like any virus is there to rebalance and bring more symbiosis. And I think if you really think about it, we were on this train to nowhere, overheated, smoky, smelly industrial revolution train that many of us didn't know how to get off. You know, and even you and I, knowing it, we still wanted to travel and we still wanted to do all those things, as we know they're not that great for the environment. And so what's happened is that we've been forced to come into a space of symbiosis, and not even on a grand scale, but really just on our internal worlds as well. We've had to deal with relationship stuff, and we can't leave the house, so we have to deal with our internal stuff. And we've all had to face these sort of internal stories and dramas and narratives. But the more I thought about it, I didn't think that symbiosis was the right word. And what I've decided to land on is reinvention. And I think that when we go inwards and when we are forced to stay local and to stay within our own cocoon, it's the best time to reinvent. And the word reinvention for me has got three prongs to it. The first prong is the reinvention of my relationship status. And I don't mean to want to get a girlfriend, but to create a harmonious and elegant relationship that is intimate as well. The more I study about my stuff and about my past and the world that I've been in, I realize that I've been an avoidant of intimacy my whole life. And it comes from my parents' relationships, my lineage, and a whole bunch of other things that I've realized that trauma brings about this very scared space around intimacy. So I've hired a coach, in the States that does something called energy psychology. And she and I are working on understanding and redesigning and rethinking the trauma that has caused my inability to have intimate relationships that are harmonious. And so that's the first reinvention. The second reinvention is my body. I have always been a gym boy. I come from Joburg, and in Joburg, everybody goes to work, to gym, and the draw. You can only do those things. And so I've always worried about, not worried, just always wanted to have a six pack and a chest and a buys and this normal Joburg thing.
Listen, I mean, you were a bodybuilder at some point, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I won Junior Mr. South Africa when I was 19. I've done the whole steroids thing when I was much younger. I've gone.
Do you have pictures that we can include somewhere for the podcast listeners?
Yes, I actually posted one when I won a competition when I was 16 years old a while back. I'll pick it up somewhere. I'll find. I'm not shy of those pictures. I was a young guy wanting to find power and control. And my body reacted well to the gym, and I had symmetry, which was just God given. And immediately I started winning.
Did you say gym or juice?
Both. That's okay. Them together. Gym juice.
Okay.
Gym juice. So I think it's just one of those things from the past. So this year I'm going to enter a half Ironman. I've got myself a coach.
Nice.
The cycling, swimming, and running. So I want to reinvent my body and how it operates and how it goes. And then the third one is reinvent my business. Is obviously keynotes will come back. And strategy sessions are still going on, but they are nowhere near what they used to be. We were chatting offline talking about the fact that my personal turnover is 90% down from last year, Jan. And that's just what's happened in the world. And so I want to reinvent how I earn money. And so I'm setting up a School of Modern Wisdom where we are developing curriculum for high schools and for corporates to understand to combine both deep wisdom, ancient wisdom, and futurism. And I'm working with UNESCO as well as Copenhagen Institute for Future Studies to put those subjects together. And we're in the process right now. So for me, the word is reinvention. And what it does is create the tone, patience, and intention that I have with developing new things, bringing on new capabilities, having the patience to watch new things evolve. And just now before this podcast recording, I was with Denmark talking about the subjects, and we decided on a brand new way to bring these subjects together. And it's moving into the unknown with the mindset of reinvention, which says that I don't have to guarantee an outcome, but I am in a space of reinvention, and it gives me a level of freedom to play. It gives me a level of freedom to be a newcomer getting into a swimming pool and swimming for an Ironman, which is something I've never done. But because of my theme is reinvention, I'm giving myself the permission to be brand new. I'm giving myself permission to try new things out. And I think that's the whole point of theming your year, is that you give yourself permission to be something else, to create something new. And so people have come to me with words like flourish and abundance and focus, and all of those are great. But how does it change your daily habits? How does it change the teams you engage with, the people you engage with? How does it shift, instead of watching Netflix at 7 o'clock, what is it else that you're doing? And in the process of reinvention, I've also hired Kevin Horsley, who's becoming a friend, who's a world champion grandmaster in memory. And I've hired him now to help me redesign my memory. So all of it is in a space of reinvention. It's like reinventing my brain, reinventing my relationship, reinventing my body, and reinventing my business. And so I'm excited about it, and quite eager to get going and learning new things.
Listen, I love it. And I think it's important for people to take note of the fact that, again, it was quite an iterative process for you to get to the right word. There might be something that stands out for you immediately. And if that's great, like choosing dangerous last year was very easy for me to do. And I think Fluid was also quite easy for you. I don't remember you really sort of jumping between words. Whereas this year we've both gone through a bit of a process to get to the right word. And so the first thing is give yourself the time, explore, see how a different word sits with you. Think of what that word might mean for you going into the year. Once you've settled on a word, the next step is to then say, well, what does it actually mean? How do I unpack it into my life? And, you know, you've integrated it into certain goals. For me, relaxed concentration or relaxed focus is more about a way of being, specifically kind of towards everything. It's not just specifically towards, you've broken down into, you know, your health and into a relationship and into business. And that's a great way to go about it as well. So like it can be quite granular. It can be more of a sort of global approach. How else would you recommend that people integrate their word? We're coming up on time. How do they integrate their word into their daily living?
Well, I said this in the last podcast, is I change my passwords to integrate the word. I change my background of my wallpaper. I showed you that wallpaper, which I'll share now on social media after we've recorded the podcast. To bring it into your language as often as possible, share it with people around you so that you're held accountable. It's redesigning the commitment you have to yourself based on the theme. And that's it. It's a commitment. And you need a constant reminder of that commitment until it's so integrated into your life that it's just what it is. And you know, if I was getting frustrated last year, I'd be like, hey, bro, Fluid. Come on, focus. Like that's what you were going with. And you know what? Every time I open my computer, what's your password? Fluid. When I go to the bank, what Fluid? Fluid, something else. It's not just Fluid, just for everybody else sitting and listening out there. So it's always about integrating into your daily life. And also, do you want to make it granular? That's up to you. But you want to make it broad like you have? That's up to you. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity at the beginning of the year with a new energy, with a new focus to bring about a theme like you would anything else to give it a flavor for the year ahead. So yeah.
Love it. John, dude, it's great to be back on air with you, and I look forward to the year ahead. I think it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic year. We are rebranding the podcast a bit. We are bringing some new intention to the podcast too. And we'll speak about all of that when the rebranding starts to happen. But just know that if you are listening to this podcast and you found value in it before, that we are bringing a lot more to it this year. We want to host some more virtual events. We want to be very intentional with the content that we are putting out. And we look forward to building a community around the Expansive Business podcast. And not just for this to be a one-way conversation. So as always, thank you so much for listening to this. If you enjoy the work that we do here, the best way to show us that is to actually leave us a review or a rating on iTunes. It's one of the best ways for the podcast to get around. But that's it from me. John, closing words for the first podcast of 2021.
Yeah, you just slipped it in there. Again, one part of our rebranding is the Expansive Business podcast. We want to focus a lot more on leadership, futurism, and self-development. And everything that we'll be talking about will be lensed through these three different subjects, because every organization has leaders. You're part of a business and you're a human, and it's important to have that lens on it. And so we want to be able to do the rebranding, which will be coming out over the next few weeks, to be very much focused on these subjects. We want to add as much value to your world as possible. Please do also mail us, get hold of us via our social media platforms to tell us what you'd like us to talk about, any suggestions. We love suggestions so that we can also try and create more content that you really want to hear. And we're loving the journey. It always gives us focus to focus in on things. And if you'd like to share this podcast, please do. We hope that as many people as possible create themes for a more and expansive future ahead of them. Eric, always a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to our next session.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye.